MyFM featuring featured leaders today, our next featured leader, Killian Geary. And Killian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
As you said, I'm Killian Geary, 15 years old, involved with a lot of things such as scouting, air cadets in number 3 here in Strathroy, reenacting, and just a bunch of other things on the side. Lived in this town for about 3 years now, and before lived in London. Before that, we lived in Ireland.
Originally from Ireland?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your position in scouting right now and how long you've been doing that.
So for scouting, I've been doing it a long time. Here in Strathroy, ever since we've lived here, and altogether, I'd say maybe about 11 years.
What about air cadets?
Air cadets, just here in Strathroy, I've achieved the rank of flight corporal, hopefully getting promoted by the end of the year, but I'm not going to push my luck.
Why did you want to get involved in both the scouts and the air cadets?
Scouting seemed fun and camping and all that, and just cool things to learn, and that is what I got out of it, so I'm very happy. And now there's a bunch of other reasons that I didn't even consider before. Air cadets, my friend convinced me to join. He said, hey, you should join this, we should all join together, there's like an open thing tonight and we should go and just see what's going on.
Plus you got to fly in the C-130 Hercules this
exactly.
past weekend, eh? How was that experience?
That was amazing. I loved it. Wouldn't change it for the world. It was great.
So you're in grade 9. Where are you attending?
Virtual school, because my brothers have medical problems. So if they got COVID, it wouldn't be very good. But normally we would go to HCC.
And do you have any career plans to set already, or what are you looking to moving into?
Well, my main career I want to take will be something either based around English or history, because those are my two very strong subjects and I'm very passionate about the both of them.
As far as challenges facing young people today, Killian, what do you think might be some?
Well, I think the entire pandemic was a challenge. We haven't been around many people and it's all been online. And yeah, we're in the age where everyone's online, especially people my age. But even then, it's just you need to see people. So not seeing anyone is just a massive setback, and it's definitely not doing well. Like, I know in my virtual school, no one has done as good as they ever have. Like, there's one or two that have been doing good, but it's just lots of them are doing worse than previous years. So it's a lack of human interaction the past 2.5 years that is really messed up with a lot of people.
Biggest influences so far in your life, what would you say to that?
Definitely my parents, I'd say, and just my entire family. They're all very supportive, and I wouldn't change that for anything. Everyone I've met in like scouts and cadets, they've all been very influential and great.
You're in scouts, in air cadets, going through schooling for history as one of your targets as well. Advice for other youth maybe interested in any of those areas that you are currently on that path for?
Follow what you're passionate about. Don't go for things that you don't like. Of course, try new things because you may learn to like it. I never thought I'd like air cadets, yet look at me now. But yeah, just follow what you want to do. Don't find yourself caught in a loop where you're not like excited every day about, oh yeah, I get to do this. So just follow what you want to do.
Talking with Killian and Geary, final question for you. Next 5 to 10 years, where do you see yourself?
I'd see myself hopefully with a good job that I enjoy. I don't have to be paid lots of money. As long as I'm happy and able to live off of it, I'm good. Course, hopefully based around history, so maybe at a Parks Canada site or in a museum, that would be nice. But yeah, something around there.
Killian Geary, thank you so much for taking time out and being recognized as one of our future leaders. I appreciate it, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.